Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, my brother, my listeners, my friends, my family. Thank you for tuning in to yourself and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Yes, I am an F word. I am that I am. It's time for roll call. Who's in the house? Who's present? Who is free? Who is one with the one? Are you the one? Let me know. Carly Jackson, go ahead, do your thing.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And I am present. Yes, Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook, Carly, C-A-R-L-L-I-E, Jackson, J-A-X-E-N. And it's time to embrace ourselves from a place of love, compassion, understanding, acceptance. And we let go of our insecurities. But we don't have to do anything to make it go away. We just simply step into being authentic. Because we know that in being authentic, we start to find a stronger foundation. A stronger foundation. Create a stronger foundation. There you go. That's it. Get to feel stronger and more secure about yourself. And it's not about being there later. It's about being there now. Authenticity is not about being perfect. It's about showing up as who you are. Rolling River God. Bridget Bryant. We'll be right back.
River God, little stones
Not until the one.
Love, peace, and violence. I mean, this is times when I really wish that my singing voice is awake, because my singing voice is, as you know, gigs every night, and so it's kind of waking up. But in the meantime, Bridget Bryant, I love people who can take what they do, doesn't matter if it's a cover or it's an original, they take what they do, who they are, they take whatever it is, they siphon it through their vibration, through their presence, and oh my God, it touches your soul. Talk about being authentic. I am so grateful to be on the planet at this very time. I'm so grateful to be around people that I'm around, family, friends. Listeners, you guys are family. You're more than listeners. You're not just here listening. You're part of my life. You're part of my growth. And I am so grateful for the opportunity for us to dance together. Bridget Bryant. You can find out more. Find out more. There we go. We got it out. Good job. Rolling River God. Let it roll out. You can find out more about Bridget Bryant by going to her website, BridgetBryant.com. And the title of that song is Rolling River God. I'm a stone. I just want to be smooth. But not until the water passes through. So we can just relax. The water of transformation, the water of healing. Even as a stone, there's so much within me because a stone, a rock, has history. It's been here a long time. So I just rest knowing that as a stone, it is my divine right to be who I choose to be. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference because you can't help yourself. And even if you don't know you're making a difference, you're making a difference. You're probably that guy that people see and say, I like the way he dresses. I want to be like that when I grow up. I like the way he carries himself. I like the way that sister moves. You know, I like the way that sister smiles. Or it could be, my God, I never want to be like her. She always comes in there miserable. She'd be acting like someone's forcing her to go to work. What's she doing taking my calls? You're making a difference either way. But you can go deeper and recognize that you're a stone, that your true identity, the identification of the entity known as you, is love, joy, wellness, gratitude, forgiveness, abundance, playfulness, flexibility, and you allow that to be reflected, expressed through and you, through and as you, oh my God, yes, that's healing right there. That's healing the dead, raising the dead and healing the sick and changing people's life. So rather than people waiting for the one to come back, you become the one. And you become the one not because you're trying to be the one. You just recognize and remember that you're one with the one. And if anything needs to happen now, you are the one. You are the place where God, Goddess, gets to represent itself. So rather than say, God, do something, why not change it and say, here I am, God. Here I am, divine intelligence. Here I am, universe. Here I am, most high. Here I am, creator. Use me. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And I am is your host. I have no doubt about that. Even if everything is saying, why do you keep saying that? People say, why do you say I'm host? I am is the host. I am is the host. I am that I am, and I am is all there is, and I am one with the I am. So I am is the host. So I can't help you if you want me to say other than that. Even if the voices in my head want me to say it differently, I can't help you. I refuse. I can, but I won't. Because I'm choosing to be secure in my authenticity. And the I am presence is uniquely expressed in this life coach, Ademola Anifowuse, the metaphysical rebel, the naughty professor, all the other titles, the transformation agent, the freelance agent for God. But the very core, the very essence of what you're hearing is the I am presence. And I say, yes, I surrender to it. I yield to it. So brace yourself. It's on and popping. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to a new day. Welcome to a new moment for you to choose again to do life differently, to be life differently, to have life differently. Today's theme, today's topic is your security is in your authenticity. If you read the description, you have an idea of what we're talking about. But if you haven't, just wait. I won't tell you yet. So I just want to welcome. I'm going to keep you holding. I'm going to keep you holding. I heard you. I hate when people do that. Well, that's your problem, not mine. You know, think about it. When we say, I hate it when people do that, that gets on my nerve. It's not their problem. It's yours. So whenever you hate something about somebody else, it's okay. You have a choice to do whatever you want to do, but just be aware that that's your issue. It's not theirs. Oh, I can't stand people that does that. That's your issue. Yeah, this is spirituality that you can use in your life. And if you don't want to do the work, I warn you now, you may not want to listen. Because you will be challenged to do something, to be something, to step up, to grow, to surrender. Because that's the intention. My intention is to support you on your transformation journey, moving from one phase, one moment to the other, you know, and recognizing who you really are, being free to show up as who you are, who you were created to be. I heard a great definition of change, explanation. Change is not becoming something that you are not. And I'm talking spiritually, but in all things, really. But let's just make it personal. When you say, I'm changing, I've changed, you're not becoming something new or something that you are not. You're actually taking off, because I'm expanding on explanation now. You're removing the cloak. You're removing the shells. You're removing all the makeup that you use to hide yourself from yourself and others. So when you change, you're becoming more of who you've always been. That's why when we hear truth, when we hear spiritual truth, you know it. You might go, oh my God, that is so true. Oh my God, I never thought of it that way. Well, you may never have thought of it that way, but you knew it that way because that's why you know it, because you heard it and you recognize it. When truth touches your consciousness, you'll never be the same. You will recognize it because it lives in each and every one of us. So when you're changing, you're not changing to be better. You're not changing to be more. You're already better. You're already good. You're already divine. You're already prosperous. You're already abundance. You're already joy. You're already playfulness. But we've been taught conditioned. It's part of the human experience. I get it. So the journey on this plane, for those of you who walk in this path, is to take off the BS. Oh, no, I don't need that anymore. Oh, I've outgrown that one. I'm insecure. No, not anymore. Taking that off. Oh, actually, I'm going to give that to charity. Oh, yeah. Let me take insecurity, not good enough, struggling to be perfect, people don't love me, I'm always sick. Let me take all that off and give it to charity. Because when I give it to charity, I'm giving it to love. When I give it to love, it transmutes it. All that stuff that I've been carrying around. Oh, my God. love is transforming it and transmuting it. Oh, my God, I feel light. Oh, my God, I am the light. Ooh, I am enlightened. Been carrying that stuff around. Shoot! Why didn't anybody tell me that I shouldn't have to do that? They did, but you didn't feel safe enough to take it off. So today's show is about taking it all off. So you can know who you really are and stand secure in your insecurities. Yeah, deal with that. Think about that. I welcome all of you listening on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Those of you listening online, thank you. Those of you going about your busyness and business and beingness, thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening on the archive, I am grateful for you. I thank you for being here. And, of course, we can't leave out our within radio listeners. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful to have you with us. And those of you that are listening right now, and even if you're listening on that, well, right now, it doesn't matter. I don't have to qualify it, because when you're listening, you'll be right now. So those of you that are listening right now, go ahead and share the show. Let's bring more people, because, you know, sometimes we're afraid to really show who we are because we think people are going to attack us. But if you bring them over here and let them listen to this conversation, I will be your spoken word. I will be your voice so that they can be easy on you. So send this show to your family members, especially. You know Thanksgiving is around the corner. You know, they're all going to be coming around and Christmas and all that. I don't care if you don't celebrate it. Get over yourself. But, you know, family members are going to keep coming around. So this is a way to get... Let me speak to their consciousness. It's like, oh, I don't know, but depends on what they are. If they don't believe in God, say, I don't know, man. Something told me to have you listen to this show. I don't know. It's my first time listening to it. Lie, but God forgives you because God doesn't hold nothing against you. If they're Christian, just say, the Holy Spirit put it on my heart to share this show with you. It's like, Holy Spirit, yes. The Holy Spirit woke me up and said it's 12 o'clock. If they're Muslim, you know, I don't know. It just kind of say, you know, I'm hearing the voice of Allah, and I listened, and it brought me here. Oh, I hear the, you know, whatever they are, just use their word. It don't matter. Ain't nobody tripping. We just want to get the truth. But if they listen for 5 minutes, saying, he ain't for me. He didn't say Jesus. I don't hear him say Allah. Or he talking about God is she. I can't deal with that. Then let them go, okay? Okay, all right. Let me bring on Celeste, the church lady, to do the announcement so we can preach up in here. I don't know what's going on. Well, I do. I told you that I am present because I don't really plan this stuff. Yeah, I think I've been planning this. I don't know. I just get hijacked by the Holy Spirit. I'm about to speak in tongues. Okay, stop it. So what do I need to say? Those of you in the chat room, Song Goddess is in the house. It's nice to see you. Silent listeners disguised as guests. And a church lady is going to do the announcements. Good morning, church. Hey, Celeste.
Oh, God, put your hands together.
I know, right?
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
You know, because in the church where it's rock and the choir just got finished, you know, it's still hot. I don't care what season it is. It could be winter and you're hot in there. So get your fans out. And we're going to calm down a little bit and break out these announcements.
Well, careful now. You know, some white folks don't understand what we're talking about. You may want to paint a picture for some white folks, you know? And most black folks didn't understand that, you know?
I would love to. It's a small white church full of white bricks, full of people dancing and singing and rejoicing because we get to have this sacred time, this power hour that doesn't just happen on Sundays. It happens Monday through Wednesdays on the Ask Life Cookie Day radio show.
Hey, it happens every day.
It does. Connected.
I know, but...
Mm-hmm. But this is true because they can always go back to the archive and get some.
I'm messing with you. Go ahead. I heard that. Well, go ahead.
I'm not even studying right now. Okay, studying. Not paying attention. I have Southern roots, people. I just gave you a new word. Mm-hmm. I'm not studying you, life coach today. All right, I'm about to break out these announcements.
Excuse me, I don't understand what that means.
You don't understand what studying means? I'm not
no,
saying,
I don't understand
you know,
what
stunning, though. It's studying. It's like a quick way of saying, like, you're not studying somebody, but you say, I'm
I
not
beg your
studying
pardon?
You. I'm not studying
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
Get
all
it?
Right, mate. I got it. I got it,
trying
mate.
Trying to give you some, you know.
That shit means thank you. All right, go ahead. Do the announcement because we want to talk about our authenticity.
Yes, well, you got us all out here. Here we go. With no clothes on. We about to get naked. Okay, in church.
That's
oh,
right.
Let me stop.
Well, it's true, though. Well, okay, I'm going to say this because you know you always trigger me. It's true. It is in our nakedness that we feel our security because we try and protect ourselves, but we'll talk more about that. Okay, go in church, lady.
All right, hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes, like I do, by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on a Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Hi, Cleo. Come on. My cat. And she's just going to be a part of the show until life shifts in a different way.
The church lady from the chat. I don't want to be in church. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You can email Life Coach Today any questions you may have, and he'll answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of October is Say Yes to Love. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. On Monday, Lee McCormick of Dreaming Heaven fame will be joining Life Coach Today for a powerful conversation. Lee says, we can take the awesome power we already have, the power to dream an entire reality, and choose to dream a life of heaven on earth. So to create your heaven on earth, make sure you're there for this amazing show. You don't want to miss it. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safair for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your Ancestral Blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is. On Within Radio, every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with Ademola Nifowoshe on 1-2 Radio. Life Coach Today is hosting a musical show dedicated to getting you in touch with all of your senses, reminding you of your quest to love, dream, and connect with the inner freedom within, reminding us of our oneness. Join him every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and the Life Conversations radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Church Lady, with your cat. Church Lady, what's your cat's name?
Cleopatra. Cleo for sure.
Yes.
She's the queen.
She's the queen, huh? Yep. She yes. said, all this thing you were trying to do, make sure I'm quiet before the show. I'll show you who the queen is.
I knew it, too. Didn't I say she was going to bust in here? Well, you know, it's a family
she's the
show,
queen.
And our pets get to listen, too.
That's right. That's right. They bring us the love that we need, that we desire. They remind us to be authentic and tell the truth and be the truth and express ourselves whenever we feel like expressing ourselves, with spiritual awareness, of course. But anyway, thank you, Church Lady.
She's got a cute meow, right? I just got to give her some love.
She does.
She's got a cute meow, doesn't she? Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
You need to know. You need to sing first before you go into it.
Sing?
Yes.
Are you daring me to sing? You daring me to sing?
I'm daring you to let it all hang out. For your listeners, for your family.
I will.
Elaine Marie and Rick Lee.
Elaine Marie, founder of Within Radio, and Ray Lynn all the way in Down Under. She's upside down. Now, what time is over there? It's like midnight. She's upside down. My singing voice is sleeping. You know my singing voice always goes out gigging. Are you going to make me sing?
Yeah.
Oh, don't want to. I my singing voice is giving me some singing lessons, but
Repeat before you do it.
I'm going to drink some water. I finished my tea already because I like my tea hot. Okay. You know that.
Indeed.
Here we go. A one, two, three. No, I'm not singing. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Elaine Marie and Raylene. Happy birthday to you. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you. Amen. You now. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Go. Thank you, Day. Have a great show, dude. Up to you round one.
Get out of here, you troublemaker, you. You're going to make me lose my family, listeners. They're going to be like, I can't stand for this. It's just too much. He talking about security is your authenticity, and he's cutting up. Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, yes, 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 and all the other Libras in the house. And whenever you're celebrating your birthday, I honor the God in you. Ooh, Celeste making me sing, making me all sweaty. I don't mind expressing myself. All right, let's get the sermon going. Let's get the church going. We're ready for some soul food. Soul food for your consciousness. This month, the theme is, The theme is Clear Your Voice and Say Yes to Love. We're continuing the journey to embrace ourselves, to say yes to love, to say yes to ourselves, no matter how we're showing up. Now, with deep awareness, with the awareness that God is all there is, that we are one with the one and everything is connected, with the awareness of truth, it's a lot easier to express ourselves. But sometimes on that journey of remembering or remembrance, we're still trying to hide things about ourselves that we don't think is spiritual enough. Oh, I can't say that. I can't do that. I can't let my community see me say that or do that. I know all my community are vegans, but I love me some steak. So I can't call so-and-so to come spend, what? Nothing but, yeah, that's foolishness. It is. You know, you are perfectly made. And now, I'm encouraging you, I am lighting the fire of transformation to say yes to love as you say yes to yourself. But this is an interesting journey because being authentic can be scary. Sometimes it's a risk. Most times it is. It's not a risk when you're comfortable or when you're around people you're comfortable with. But you must be willing to break out of the shell of insecurity. The shell of insecurities, the shell of all the other crap. Break out the shell. Listen to this word. Listen to the song.
To my soul, said she'd been watching and had some advice. She said shadows make you whole. Alive without pain is a wolf in sheep's clothes. Cause if you listen to the lesson that it holds, you'll find the goal. Child, it's time to break the shell. Life's gonna hurt, but it's meant to be felt. You cannot touch the sky from inside yourself. You cannot fly until you break the shell.
You cannot fly until you break the shell. I know you want to hear the rest of it. Can I play the rest of it? Nope, we're not. I'll give you a little bit more.
So crazy. Why are they so angry? Why are they so loud? And when I grow up, that's never ever gonna be me. That was the moment that I decided that I would build a wall just shy of 6 feet tall. You're strong to fall.
Not fly until you break the shell. Life is going to hurt, but it's meant to be felt. So I am not interested in you saying, I feel pain. Life is meant to be lived and felt. Breaking up the shell is painful. Birthing is painful. But the mother keeps pushing. And of course, you, for those of you who don't know, that's my spiritual wife, India Ari. She said, break the shell. That's what today's conversation is about. It's about breaking out of the shell of pleasing others, the shell of limitations, the shell of, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what that looks like. Stop it. Just stop it. Because the minute you do that, you've set your own limitation. You've blocked your own self to say, I don't know what my future looks like. I don't know what my life looks like. I don't know what it means to surrender. Yes, you do. But I don't know. Shut up and go deep down and listen to your consciousness. Listen to the pure awareness. See? You hear that sound? If you don't, it's a siren saying it's time for you to wake up. Something is emerging to be seen. Are you going to pay attention? Your life is calling you. The shell, what is holding you back? You know, this thing about authenticity, it has different definitions. You know, people describe it in different ways. But I want to put it into context, and I think one of our questions is asking, how do I define authenticity? I'm going to use a description from the Sacred Yes, and I'm going to also share my definition. I don't know if it's different from – actually, no, it's not. But anyway, so why is it important? Let's start with that. Why is it important to be authentic? And I'm sure all of you that are listening saying, yes, yes, I know, but, you know, you just can't be authentic all the time because people don't want you to be authentic. What? People don't want you to be authentic? That's like saying people don't want you to live. That's like saying people don't want you to experience life. That's like saying people don't want you to succeed. Why are you giving your power away to others? See, the thing is, without this relationship with yourself, an authentic relationship with yourself, it is much, much harder to feel secure in your own skin. So we show up in relationships hiding. We show up at work hiding. And we hide from ourselves. And men, we have a way of doing our own hiding, you know, trying to be tough. But one way that females, y'all hide, and you hide behind that three-letter word, and every time I hear it, I'm just like, are they shut up, don't say anything, don't say anything. It's that three-letter word, I'm fat. A friend of mine yesterday, she had this nice dress on. I said, oh, that's not that, I like that dress. She said, yeah, my husband likes it, I always wear it, blah, blah, blah. Then she said, I'm fat. And I'm like, are they shut up, don't say anything. It was hard. And I'm like, what, you? I want to say, girl, please, if it gets too windy, I'll be looking for you. You know, there's this crazy conditioning about being fat, don't look in the right way, the skin, it's just the mess. The men, we think we have to put on a front, be tough, because that's what we're told to do, and have the best-looking suit so we can stand out and be commanding. All that is fine, but without awareness, without authenticity, without the spiritual nature of who you really are, you know, when you're coming from the truth, from the essence of who you are, you don't have to do that. You just show up and be you. And in your beingness, you are confident. In your beingness, you are the perfect size. In your beingness, you are beautiful. In your beingness, you are secure. Because if you commit to being true to yourself, if you are, quote unquote, accused of saying or doing something, you can say, yes, I did, because that's how I saw it. Well, didn't you think that was going to hurt somebody's feelings? No, it was just what I was present to. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings, but sometimes, well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Sometimes people need to hear what you have to say. Now, we can take that even a whole different direction, but I won't waste time. I'll let the inner guidance in you, because just because you hear something doesn't mean you got to open your mouth. Huh? That's right. Just because you hear something doesn't mean you got to open your mouth. Open your mouth and say what you hear. What do you mean? I thought you said express yourself and be authentic. Now you're telling me I hear something and you say it? Man, you're confusing me. Good. Now that you're confused, I got your attention. Now let me bring you clarity. Because you better believe it when people say, I'm confused, and you got their attention. Now, some of them will run away. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, you do. Come back here. Walking in love, in truth, in authenticity, wanting to be, the desire to be a beneficial presence, you're going to hear, especially when you're being authentic, you're going to hear the voice of spirit. You're going to hear your intuition. You're going to hear the truth. You're going to hear spiritual truth. But it doesn't mean you open your mouth and tell people. And how do you know when to do it? And even how, quote unquote how, considering I shared one of my daily thoughts today, is like the how is none of your business. It's being able to go inside when you, if you're dealing with somebody that's close to you, going through a challenge. We talked about loneliness, neediness, and not wanting to be a burden yesterday on the show. Now, if someone is asking for your help, or if you think the spiritual truth that has liberated your life could set their life free, you have to develop the ability to check in. To ask, is this in the highest and best for me to say it? Or just simple as, okay, Spirit, is this something I need to say? Okay, God, okay, love, okay, divine intelligence. Am I supposed to say something now or just listen? And you will be told, you will receive what to do. Trust me. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I do that 100% of the time. That sometimes I forget. Sometimes I get caught up in the conversation. Sometimes. But for the most part, when I'm working with somebody, when it doesn't matter if it's friends and they're dealing with something and I feel like I can see a different perspective, and in my mind I'm thinking, this is what I do. Well, listen, I can see how this can work. Just because I see how it can work doesn't mean it's going to work for them that way. I just check in while I'm listening. Sometimes I get, yeah, go ahead and share it. Sometimes I'm told how to say it. Sometimes I'm told to wait. Sometimes I just get, no, don't say anything. Sometimes I hold on, I'm told to wait, and the person keeps talking, and they say exactly what I heard while they were talking. And it's like this kind of, it's like a kind of game with the universe, like, oh, God, you're just amazing. But sometimes if you say something too soon, you can disrupt their energy. I don't have that story in front of me, but I'm going to paraphrase. It's a story of a man, a woman, somebody seeing a caterpillar turn into a butterfly and coming out of its cocoon, and then she that's right. She saw the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, and she wanted to help the butterfly and then cut the cocoon to help the butterfly come out. And then when the butterfly came out, it couldn't really fly. Why? Because the butterfly needed the struggle, the resistance of the cocoon to develop its strength, to strengthen its wings so it could fly. But when she thought she wants to help the butterfly and cut the cocoon, the butterfly didn't have an opportunity to strengthen its wings. So sometimes you get that chance to cut people out and free them, but now you need them to just develop the strength. You can hold the light. You can hold the consciousness of truth. You can be there. You can be there. Stand for their transformation. Now, let's go back to authenticity. I know some of you are waiting for that. One or two of you. One of you say, but you never said anything about what it means to be authentic. This is the best, the most bested definition of authenticity that I know of. Well, there's several out there, but this is one that resonates with my soul. And it's from the book, The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite, as revealed through Reverend Deborah Johnson. The Sacred Yes, for those of you who don't know, is sort of like in the format of Conversations with God, where it was written sort of like, a two-way conversation with God. That's right, prophecies. And so Reverend Deborah calls this Letters, and she's going to be here in November, so I'm excited. I'm excited. Stay focused. So, authenticity. Sacred Yes, on the chapter on authenticity. Actually, I was going to just read this short. I'm going to read more. I'm listening. Just bear with me for a minute. I live in the moment. Okay. Okay, good. We start from here. Start from the beginning. Okay. Tell the people about authenticity. It is really the only thing that they need to know about in this human realm. Think about that for a minute. When we struggle to be authentic, and God, through Reverend Deborah, is saying, tell the people about authenticity. It is really the only thing that they need to know about in this human realm. Everything else stems from it. The healing is really about finding their authentic self. The transformation, too, is really about authenticity. The creativity, love, everything of any value is really about finding one's authenticity and giving it expression. Now I'm going to jump to another line. When you do consider your authenticity, you freeze because you don't know how you will be able to express it. Here we go. Your authentic self is the place of integration of your spirituality and your humanity. I stopped there for a reason. Your authentic self is the place of integration where they come together, the integration of your spirituality and your humanity. Let me just stop there. Stop right there, in the words of Steve Harvey. The place where your spirituality and your humanity come together. The spiritual nature is already healthy. Your spiritual nature is already whole. Your spiritual nature, complete. Your spiritual nature, perfect. Your spiritual nature, divine. Your spiritual nature, love. Your spiritual nature, freedom. Abundance. Abundant, expansive. Humanity has that sort of fears of not good enough. Or, I'm a Christian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Buddhist, I'm an atheist, I'm agnostic, I'm spiritual. Your humanity, you had an experience where you were abused. Or somebody cheated you out of your money, somebody betrayed you. Your culture, your race, your sexuality, how you're showing up, your gender, how that's showing up. Your authentic self is the place of integration of your spirituality and your humanity. How often do we sometimes try and separate the two? Like we want to keep the human aspect, the humanity, separate from the spiritual self because, you know, I am God and that's not really God. Everything is God. All there is God. All there is love. All there is energy. All there is the divine. Just different vibrations. That's all. That's all. In this place, your human expressions are a reflection of both your individual uniqueness and your understanding of yourself as a spiritual being incarnate in a body who is one with the whole. So I'm going to read the whole thing again. Your authentic self is the place of integration of your spirituality and your humanity. In this place, your human expressions are a reflection of both your individual uniqueness and your understanding of yourself as a spiritual being incarnate in a body who is one with the whole. So when we start to make place and space for our human self, we create some safety. Now, in your authentic self, that you're going to be vulnerable. It's just the way it is. They go together. Now, we talk about vulnerability on this show so many times, and but it's scary. It is scary because we think, well, when we're vulnerable, people are going to attack us, and, you know, that's people will take it for weakness, and I can't afford to do that. Let me tell you a little bit about vulnerability from the sacred yes. And it's such a powerful distinction. So here we go. Vulnerability in the human sense means being at risk of being harmed. Okay. I'm getting a message that you can't hear me. Is that correct, Celeste? I'm going to unmute you, Celeste. And then if you don't say it, you can't. Celeste, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear. I could try through my laptop, though.
Well, I just got a message on Facebook saying I disappeared. You disappeared.
Really?
Not you, but that's what I just got. But since you can hear me, that's good. Let's keep going. So
yeah, keep going. You're on a roll. I'll check. Well, hey, people in the chat room, if you can hear, can you put something in? Love and happiness, sun, goddess. Either one for you, if you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Looking.
I know Mercury is doing what Mercury does, but mm-hmm. You can hear me, so if you can hear me, then clearly. So.
Okay, look, they're typing. They heard me. They heard me. I can hear you. All right, go ahead, boy. You on a roll. Shoot.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. They heard you, boy. I mean, grown man, go ahead and download. Download, boy. You got it.
You know you're talking about boy. Anyway, bye.
DC. Okay. Ciao.
Yeah, we just needed to slow down. I think that's really what it was. We just needed to slow down because we want to talk about vulnerability, and some people don't want to hear it. So Mercury was supporting that process. Okay, well, now we're going to talk about vulnerability. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting a message on Facebook. Now you're distracting me. Okay. I love you too, though. I'm not going to call you out by name, but I love you too. Thanks. Good looking out. Vulnerability. Live radio. Vulnerability in the human sense means being at risk of being harmed. Vulnerability in the spiritual sense means putting your human frailties aside with the understanding that no harm can come to your real self. Feel the difference in the two? In the human realm, vulnerability is expected to make you weak. In the spiritual realm, the understanding is that vulnerability makes you strong. I got to read the rest of this because this is just good stuff. Get your teeth in this and be transformed. Whew. Oh, my God. Is that the time? Who's looking at the time? I'm not. Okay. Why does spiritual vulnerability make you strong? That's the question. Listen to this. This point is quite perplexing to most people. It is counterintuitive to the way you human normally think. Spiritual vulnerability makes you stronger because it moves your fears and excuses out of the way. Just letting that hang for a minute. Spiritual vulnerability makes you stronger because it moves your fears and excuses out of the way. What does that mean? See, when we're not being authentic, when we're afraid to be vulnerable, particularly in the human, on this plane, we put our fears, we put that around us. In the words of the lyrics in India Arie's song, Break the Shell, you know, we build walls to protect ourselves because we don't want to be like the old people or somebody else. And we convince ourselves that the weaknesses that we're protecting, you know, they protect us because, oh, my God, that's my weakness. You know, when you're starting a business and you have a business plan, they say, you got to know your weakness. I get it. So we research our weakness. We praise our weakness, and we put our fears out there. Well, I know, you know that makes me feel uncomfortable, so I'm not going to let that happen. So we have all these walls. But in spiritual vulnerability, you write the book even if you've never written a book in your life, but you keep hearing the voices. So you put your fears and weaknesses to the side. Spiritual vulnerability, you stand up and speak your truth when you hear the voice. Spiritual vulnerability, you do a show and sometimes you're like, I don't feel like doing a show today. You put your fears and weaknesses to the side. Spiritual vulnerability, you put your fears and weaknesses to the side, knowing that you're here to deliver a gift, knowing that you have something to do, and you know that you just can't keep reading and listening and watching and downloading and going to conferences, teleconferences, and listening and hoping something's going to happen. You know you must move forward. So in your spiritual vulnerability, you move the fears and weaknesses to the side and show up and say, I am scared out of my wit right now. I am nervous, but I know I must say yes. And by moving the fears and the weaknesses out of the way, our strength comes from a place so deep that you can't even explain it. You can't even tell people. You can't even give it to people. You have to tell them, I don't know. It's just, I just recognize I gotta do this. I'm not going to tell you that I'm afraid, because I'm not. I'm not afraid, and I have fears or weaknesses about doing a radio show regularly, even if I have to do it 7 days a week. But then I still get nervous. It's like, oh, my God, well, okay, is this going to be new information? How is this going to shift anybody? Well, what do I have to say? You know, I go through this mental gymnastics. You know, I'm wondering if when I'm, you know, I get in my head. That's really what happens. I get in my head wondering if it's going to be impactful and, you know, am I just repeating myself? What's the point? And people really want to hear it. All that rubbish. And then sometimes it's just nervousness for the sake of nervousness. Like, oh, my God, I'm about to show up and speak this. Oh. But something happens when you give voice to yourself. Where are we? You're right here. Spiritual vulnerability makes you stronger because it moves your fears and excuses out of the way. You think your fears and excuses protect your weaknesses. No, they are your weaknesses, the fears and excuses. Your weakness is in not trusting the power, the beauty, the glory, and the sanctity of your authentic self. So I'm going to read the whole thing again. Spiritual vulnerability makes you stronger because it moves your fears and excuses out of the way. You think your fears and excuses protects your weaknesses. No, they are the weaknesses. Fears and excuses. I can't do it right now. It's not a good time. I don't have money. I don't know how. I don't understand. Excuses. Your weakness is in not trusting the power, the beauty, the glory, and the sanctity of your spiritual self, authentic self. Confession time. I'm laughing at myself because I really do sound like a preacher there, and I never wanted to be seen as a preacher. So I kind of like had a moment there. So what are your fears? What are your excuses? What do you consider to be your weaknesses? Well, you know, what are the excuses that you're making about why? What are you're making up all these excuses and fears why you can't do what you really want to do and it's not the right time. You know, in moving forward and surrendering is where you get to heal yourself of what you thought you don't have. Truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. Truth is nothing until it becomes a way of life. And I'll just say this to you. If you think of people that you find so beautiful, I mean, I'm not just talking about beauty because they got makeup on or the way they're dressed, the right suit on. You know, we've been fooled in so many ways. Anifa was talking about this yesterday. You know, we get so, the information we get from television, sometimes subliminally, we don't even know. You know, we are sent messages because, well, sometimes it's conscious that they do it, sometimes it's not. But the mind thinks you must look, quote unquote, okay, this time, that was me. Mercury, I love you. But guess what? I have friends in high places. So I was ready for that moment. And so, but I need to do something different. What was I saying? Something happened. But we got it. Because this message will be delivered. And I move my fears of being perfect. I move my excuses off. Well, Mercury interrupted, and well, I didn't have a good show. I just released and let go. Hi, it is what it is. Something interrupted the conversation. So, get back on track. The people, yeah, on television, you know, okay, hold on 1 second. I'm not going to front. I need to get back into the system. So I need to enter some stuff here. Talk about fears and excuses. Okay, echo. All right, good. I'm back. You know, on radio, on television, in books and magazines, there's a message that you must always bring your A game. But the truth is, sometimes the most beautiful people show up when they bring all of it, when they let it all hang out. And when I say let it all hang out, I'm not just talking about being trifling, you know? And, you know, if somebody wants to be trifling, so be it. But I understand those of you that listen to this conversation, you get it. You know, rather than trying to hide your own challenges while you're trying to empower somebody else, bring your challenges with you as you try and inspire and empower somebody else. Because the truth is, well, let me put it this way. I know when I listen to teachers that inspire me, when I'm listening to anybody, I'm okay with them telling me about, you know, you don't need to waste your life trying to make people happy because you can never make anybody happy. Yeah, I get that. They have my attention when they get personal, when they're sharing their stories, how they navigated life. So how inspiring is it when you show up with your fears, what you perceive to be fears or your excuses, your weaknesses, and you can still teach, and you can still inspire, and you can still show up. You, here's a good example. You're at the grocery store, and just before you went into the grocery store, you calculated that there's about a 1 more week before you get paid next. So you know you're just going to buy a certain amount of things, and you're waiting in line to check out, and somebody doesn't have the right amount of money to pay for what they got, and you hear the guidance, you hear the intuitive nudge to give what you have left. In that moment, you have a choice. You say, oh no, I can't do that because I ain't getting paid until a week from now. Well, you have a moment to, you have an opportunity to say yes to that guidance. So in the moment where, if you've ever experienced this before, in the moment where you say, what? My last $5? Fear comes up. Excuses come up. But if you're brave enough to just push that to the side and offer the money, something will happen. I don't know what, but I guarantee you, you will experience a miracle. Now, if you just embrace all your fears, I know, I trust you, God, but I just can't do it right now. I only got $5, and I don't get paid till a week from now. Nah, I can't go out like that. I know you love me in spite of myself. And, yes, the voice tells you, indeed. But you leave feeling the burden and the heaviness of maybe that was an opportunity to make a difference. Either way, nobody's judging you but you. But it's an opportunity to demonstrate the truth. It's an opportunity to be spiritually vulnerable, to allow your spiritual nature to integrate with your humanity. Your humanity self, your human self is saying, I don't get paid till a week from now. Your spiritual self said, listen, I am the source of your supply. Give of your money. Serve. Make a difference right now. When there is an integration, disintegration, there's a crumbling, there's a breaking down. So the theme, the topic is your security is in your authenticity. When you're going to a meeting, when you're going to a business meeting or a conference or meeting somebody, going on a date, going on a blind date, whatever you're doing, if your intention is to honor your authentic self, you may still be nervous, but at least you know that you're going to be true to yourself. Especially in the area of dating somebody, romantic relationship, we, for the most part, we send our representative to go on a date or to start off a relationship, and later on, we slowly tap our representative on the shoulder and say, okay, I got this from now. And then everybody starts saying, who the hell are you? How did you get into this relationship? Oh, so you're like that. You never told me that. It's because everybody was fronting. And, you know, a little bit of fronting is allowed and necessary sometimes, but sometimes let's just be honest that we're fronting. We want to put on our best attire, our best behavior when we meet somebody for the first time, hoping we're going to find the one. But how long are you going to keep doing that? Because there's going to come a time where you just get tired of being somebody else. And then it becomes, oh, man, they're just so this and so that. Females are just this and that. No, you are this and that. So for those of you who want to be in a relationship, romantic relationship, I want to qualify as that because life itself is a relationship. Can you imagine showing up on a date for the first time and just being true to yourself? Now, if you think about that from an old way of being, from your egoic mind, you know, your egoic mind can feel like, well, that means you just don't care. No, you can still dress up. But you're not going to say anything to impress anybody but yourself. But that's a new way of doing relationships. You know, where you get to talk about who pays for the check as opposed to, well, I read somewhere Steve Harvey said never pay for the check on the first date. Well, maybe if that aligns with you. And I also understand we got to practice the wisdom, the experience of others. But you can check in, once again check in, thinking, well, you know, you may be feeling the urge to talk about it. You may want to be the one who want to pay for the check. You may want to go out Dutch. You may just want to talk about it. It could be something that's always, you know, maybe you've been afraid to talk about, you know, when it comes to paying a check and you always think the other person has to pay, but you've been afraid to bring it up. Maybe this is the opportunity to break out of that shell and talk about it. Let me tell you this. You know, I got the money, but I just want to have the conversation. How do you feel? And let the person be responsible to tell their truth or not. But it's so much more than that. When you live from a place of authenticity, you are grounded even in your insecurities. You get to show up. You get to be God in action. We did a show last week Wednesday. Is it not written, ye are gods? You get to show up as the goodness that you already are. You get to move your fears and excuses out of the way. Why are we having this conversation? Why are we listening to this? For me, for you, it's the same thing. It's because we're committed to something higher, to something more. Because all of life, everything outside there is going to change. But if you can't count on yourself, who the flip can you count on? And even if you're in a space when you can't count on yourself right now, what are you going to do about it? It is time to feel secure in your own skin. It is time to feel secure even about your insecurities, your imperfections. Bring it all with you. Bring it all with you. Don't try and hide it. Sometimes the things that you consider to be your insecurities or what's imperfect about you is what makes you so beautiful. Oh, my God. It's the thing that you think, oh, you know, I don't want people to see it. That's the thing that makes people look at you and say, oh, my. You look at people, you see videos on YouTube and people with no legs, no arm, a mother who gave birth and she's feeding, you're like, oh, my God. They inspire me. Here I am complaining about my life. That's good enough. That's good. But come on. Yeah, it's okay to say that, but what are you going to do with it? It's the fact that somebody doesn't have a leg and they can drive a car or do things that you can't even imagine, ziplining, fires you. I think that's it for now. There's always more. But yeah, I got it. We've got questions and we're going to do that after the break. This thing called life, you know, it is yummy. It is delicious. It would change your life. That's right. Life will change your life if you let it, if you're willing. And if there ever was a time to allow yourself to be transformed, this is it. Stop hiding behind your intellect. Stop hiding behind, well, I know. And for some people, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult because you've been educated to think a certain kind of way and it must fit like this. Spiritual path is messy. Spiritual path does not care about your qualifications, your degrees, your mother, your father, you this, you have money, you don't. It can be messy. Okay. I think that's it for now. Just breathe it in. You know, before we take a break, I just want to say, well, I'm saying this, I'm declaring that what you heard, if it's just one word, even maybe something that I read or even when I was being silly or cracking a joke here, something that made you smile, something that inspired you, that one thing, I stand with you, for you, that is enough to transform you, that you may find the security that you're looking for within yourself. That you will have the courage to deliver the gift that you're here to present to the rest of us. That you will allow yourself to reach out and embrace interdependency to work with others. That you will have the courage to see beyond money, 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 and you can understand that when I reach out and join forces with others, we can create a perfect channel for more money to come in than I could with myself. May you be free. May you free yourself from yourself. And may you have the courage to break out of the shell of limitations, the shell of lack, the shell of not enough. May you have the courage to break out of that flipping shell so that you may fly. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I feel like drumming. Don't do it. Don't distract them. I don't have my drum here either. But anyway, yeah, I think it's all right. We just got to answer questions. Celeste is going to come and say, oh, woo, look at what time is doing. It keeps moving. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, breakthroughs, disagreement, fears, worries, just bring it on. I dare you. I dare you to be authentic. I dare you to move your fears and excuses out of the way and confess your truth. Because when you confess your truth, whoever you confess it to, hopefully you confess it with somebody who's grounded. And even if they're not, you get to be set free. 347-426 3346 347 426 3346. We also invite you to share your love, your money, energy, your gift with the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And tithe, call it a gift. If you feel the show's inspired you, touch you in some way, and you want to add to the flow of what is already happening, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. What else? It's time to take a break. And we will be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Mark. For more information about the sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussman. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, too, and my listener, Sun Goddess, notably Nisi, Tia, love and happiness, silent listeners disguised as guests, those of you listening on the phone line, and those of you listening on the archive, and, of course, our Within Radio listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, for being part of the change. Yes, Nisi said she was having a conversation about security in relationships. You know, relationships, that's what life is about. Learning to be our full self in whatever the relationship looked like, if it's romantic, business, professional, whatever. If you can't be yourself, what's the point of it? What's the point of you being here? But that's the journey. That's really what it's about. You leave a realm where you're clear about who you are. Thank you. You leave clear about who you are to experience yourself, quote-unquote, as who you're not. That's the journey to remember yourself. Yes, thank you all for tuning in. And Donna, Donna's in the house, the dancing queen, all the way from Canada. It's time for the spiritual weather. And see what's going on in the planet of numbers and the celestial realm of Miss Morgan. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
On fire. Thank you for an amazing show. I really thought that there would be more spanking involved, but, you know, you deliver your messages with love. You have some fire there, but none of the brimstone, so I thank you.
I don't get to spank anybody. Now, I do know that sometimes some things I say can sting, and I own it that I say it because it comes out of me, but ultimately, if it stings, you're the one doing the whooping.
Anyway.
I teach the way I'm supposed to teach, and I understand. I mean, it's sometimes scary. I mean, I'm going to share experience because I think it goes with a question that I was asked earlier. I woke up this morning, and in my mind, I revisited a conversation I had yesterday, and there was a part where it came up for me this morning when I woke up that I wasn't being authentic. I didn't quite say exactly what I heard to say. I kind of dressed it up because I thought the other person won't hear it. And I was like, So, you know, there's no point beating ourselves up. Sometimes we need to beat the hell out of ourselves so we can make contact with heaven. It's like, you know what, hell? Get the hell out of here. I'm tired of your shit. Get out. Just leave me the flip alone. I can do this. And then they're like, whew, that feels better. Now, what do I do now? Then what? Once you beat the hell out of yourself, then what? Because if you don't do something empowering, if you don't listen to that inner voice, if you don't take an action towards the direction of your surrender, hell will be like, ooh, I see a loophole. I'm coming back in. Ooh, I see a space for me to occupy. So anyway.
You got it, right? You know?
Yes.
That's why you're, why what you say is so powerful, because you are talking from experience, not just something you read about. You're living it, walking it, and practicing it, so we all get to benefit.
Yeah, life is good. And it is getting better.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to...
Can we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan and Cleo?
Where is this cat? Meow. We'll see if she'll make another appearance on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. She's getting quite famous these days all over the world.
Yeah, she's a diva. She's a diva. But anyway, she comes to herself when she's ready. Okay, go ahead. Let me get out of here so you can do your thing.
Yes. Go, go, go. But don't go too far. I might need you.
I'm right here.
To laugh when Cleo shows up. Family, do you hear him laughing when my cat shows up? He's terrible. Good afternoon, beautiful people. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. The energy of today is 3. And if it happens to be your birthday today, then 3 is your lesson number for the whole year. 3 is the number of creativity, and its ruling planet just happens to represent joy and expansion. Say hello to Jupiter. In the medicine cards, 3 represents the elk. This medicine teaches that pacing yourself will increase your stamina. People with elk medicine may not be the first ones to arrive at a goal, but they always arrive without getting burnt out. 3 is also the Empress in tarot cards, and it is ruled by the loving, sensual planet Venus. The Empress card represents the feminine divine. The alphabets connected to the number 3 are C, L, and U. So words like creation, love, and understanding reflect the magical power of 3. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on the Hanged One from the perspective of the Mother Peace Tarot deck. Its number is not 3. It's actually 12. But when you add 1 plus 2, you get 3. So here we go. In traditional tarot, the Hanged One is a man. The 2 words that often come up with this card are sacrifice and letting go. We ask, well, what do we have to give up? How about fear, doubt, drama, stress, and self-defeating thoughts? The list goes on. However, in Mother Peace tarot cards, the Hanged One appears as a goddess, Artemis, who is known for her sense of selfhood, hanging by a snake from a cypress tree. The cypress tree is one of the symbols of Artemis, and it is naturally resistant to decay. Remember, the snake holding onto this goddess represents wisdom. In this tender moment, she surrenders, hanging upside down in a waiting game. Perhaps this is her life review, flashing before her eyes. She is naked, which again reminds of unconditional love for yourself. She releases to accept the conclusion of a cycle. While emotions may run high during this time, she gives herself the silence to quiet her mind. Her physical location shifts her perspective and helps her see with new eyes. Once she realizes that there is nothing to fear, she understands her mission. A light comes forth, resembling a moving halo. The light will continue to guide her path. She trusts it. And finally knows that letting go is really about making room for expansion. All she has to do is say yes. And that's the story of 3, told through the Hanged One in Mother Peace Tarot. All is well. I see you at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sunday for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. Journey of life. Mm-hmm. Life is not for wimps, and spiritual path is for gladiators. Yes, and I ain't talking about scandal. I'm talking about real gladiators who are about creating a new life, a new earth, applying all this truth that sounds so good, it feels good to our souls, for gladiators. All right, let's do questions, because I can't believe it. I think I'm going to start doing a 3-hour show. Stop it. Don't even try it. I know that's right.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Listeners got to go. They just squeeze me in. No. I think that was just, that's just my, I don't know. Well,
that's you calling out for creating a conference where they can meet Life Coach A in person and bring all of his great guests along for the ride.
True. And I like that. And, yes, that's part of it. Hopefully I get my together, and then I can put all the things in place and launch them, because instead of having it, just talking about it. But anyway, I think it's just, you know, when you do what you love, when you are being what you love, when you make room for the presence, it's so intoxicating. It's like, for me anyway, it's like, oh, my God. And at the same time, you know, I know when to stop. I know when to stop, because I really feel like even the show for me today, I thought there are some things that were coming up for me before the show that I thought I was going to say, but I actually went a different direction. And, or should I say, the show was taking a different direction. And I just have to trust it, you know? So, and having that knowing just makes life, it's fluid. It's like playing on the playground. You want to just stay out. Okay, the street light came on, but that's fine. Can I still play for another 10 more minutes, Daddy? Mommy, can I just stay out? But I don't want to go to bed, you know, because it's so much fun. So, yes, for me, listening, allowing spirit, it's so much fun. I don't want to go to bed. I just want to stay out all night. There's still questions. Let's move this silly man out of the way.
I know, right? I want to welcome Liv and Light and thank notably Niji. She's got some powerful stuff in the chat room. And if we get sort of questions, I'm hoping Life Coach today will be able to read those words as well. So we see you in the chat room, family. Thank you so much for participating and playing with us. All right, Life Coach today, there are people who need your expertise. So let's start with Samuel. Dear Life Coach today, I've been in the same job for most of my adult life, and I have been terminated. Now, I was miserable going in there every day, but I am experiencing a deep loss and role confusion. How do I start reclaiming my life? Samuel.
Well, it depends what you're trying to reclaim. If you're trying to reclaim the life that died when you were terminated, I can't help you with that. That's not what I'm about. I mean, instead of reclaim your life, how about embrace the new life? And if you're terminated, I always see, you know, there was another post on my wall today. As I said earlier, I posted Daily Thoughts from the Hill. I'm one of the co-authors of the Daily Thought for Hillside International Truth Center. And I write this month, and then the next one is December. So I post the one for today. And it's about, what is it again? Something about surrender. let me scroll down here. I want to get you. I want to get. Yeah. I surrender the how of my life to God. You said what?
You don't have nothing to do with the how in your life. That's God's business. Go ahead.
That's right. Go ahead and just break it down with your ebonical self.
I listen to you, Life Coach. Go ahead.
I surrender the house of my life to God. So going back to Samuel, you know, the idea is how do I start reclaiming my life? What are you trying to reclaim? You know, you said I was miserable. Are you trying to reclaim that? It's not really about reclaiming that. It's about birthing a new life. And if you don't know, spoiler alert, that life died. Sorry to break it to you, Samuel. That life, it's time for you to create a new life. And you are ready for it, because if you weren't ready for it, you won't be terminated. And really, when people get terminated or laid off or whatever, it's because you weren't afraid, you weren't bold enough to do it, so they did it for you. It's a soul agreement. The fact that you were miserable speaks for itself. Miserable, why were you miserable? What are you trying to do? What's the highest vision for yourself? What's the highest vision for your life? What are you here to do? You're more than going to a job and being miserable. And even if you create another life and you're miserable, you can get to change it. Mm-hmm. You're experiencing loss and confusion. I get it. Maybe you find your identity in what you were doing. And not only that, you said I was miserable. So your identity was in your misery. You're not trying to reclaim that. Go forth and create a new life. You don't know how, it ain't your business. Just take the next logical step. You need to look for another job. You need to do something that you've always wanted to do. What is it? You need to go see a counselor or therapist because you're grieving while you create a new life. All of it can happen simultaneously. So there you have it, my brother.
Wonderful life coach today. Identity is in your misery. I am not going to forget that. That can go on a T-shirt. Okay, now this is a question. You're going to love this. This is from Nicole. Dear life coach today, I was re-listening to the open relationship show with my boyfriend and wanted to find out more about the conversation about men needing to be initiated, moving from boys to men. Can you talk more about that? I'm wondering how I can be supportive in that endeavor when we have communication breakdowns. Sometimes I feel like we are from different planets. Nicole.
Well, you are. He broke away from the X chromosome and he became Y. He became the Y chromosome. Yeah, you're right. You know, we all started from that. We all started with the X chromosome. But you know, we're missing an X axis. I think that makes sense. You know, if you draw the X and you cut a different part, that's a part of us missing. No, not really. There's nothing missing. It's just as it should be. Well, it's funny that this question came to the list. Let's see, let me look at the time, because I'm not trying to do another show, but it triggered a thought that I had. You know what I mean, Celeste? It triggered a thought that I've been sitting with, and I remember when I went to India Ari's concert a few weeks ago. When was it? No, not a few weeks ago. It was Friday. 3 days ago. Friday, and what I see, what I hear females talk about, what parents talk about when it comes to their daughters, and I've been really thinking about this. So listen, Nicole, this is probably, you just triggered a thought, so this, you may be able to benefit from this, but I think it works for the different planets. You know, we tend to raise our daughters as if they're precious jewels. You know, there's something so precious and innocent about them. And we don't want them to grow up. We don't want them to have a boyfriend. And that we talk about, man, the father is like, I'll kill your boyfriend. If he comes in, I'm going to show him my gun. But we don't say that about boys. You're like, yeah, he's going up to be a big man now. We don't support them emotionally. We don't even, you know, we don't... As warped as the idea of saying, you know, if the first boyfriend my daughter has, I'm going to have to show him my gun and take him down to the man cave. But in a crazy kind of way, there's a sort of protectiveness. There's a sort of honoring that precious gem that the daughter is or daughters, that whatever, how many you are, but just that feminine essence, how fragile and flexible it is. But somehow we don't have to see, it looks like we don't care about the masculine essence, the boys. Let them know they belong. Let them know they matter. We champion strength and confidence, going out there and sowing their oats while we're protecting the girls. Now, you tell the boys to go out there and sow their oats, but if you're protecting your girls, how are they going to do it? And if they go sow with another boy, you're going to be really pissed. So you're trying to hide your girls in the house, not let them go out, but you want the boys to go out and sow their oats. And the other guy, if you hide all the girls in the house, and they go, "Woo, I don't know where that came from, but I wasn't even trying to go that direction." But anyway, you see what I'm saying? The jacked up things we do. Okay, Lord. But here we are. Let's come back to Nicole here. Now, yes, we do communicate differently, and yes, we are one. How can you be supportive? First of all, I think being true to yourself. You know, are you spending more time in making him wrong, or judging his way of being? Are you more loving when he's afraid, but the fear is hiding behind anger? Or the fear is, I'm just leaving. I'm going out of here. I'll be back later. You just want too much. All you want to do is talk. You know, yeah, you're going to go through your own moments, but it's important to have your own support system as well. And I think if your boyfriend is open, yeah, let him get involved in some spiritual awareness, some self-awareness workshops, community, meet with some brothers who are grounded, men's group, go on a retreat, you know? Let's see. He said when there's a communication breakdown, you know, the communication breakdown, it happens for everybody. Females have communication breakdown. But do we give ourselves space? Sometimes some people just need to walk away and be with it and reflect. Some people just need to walk away because they're trying so hard to be right that they don't want to admit they're wrong. But by giving each other space, create a language where you say, okay, honey, I've been hijacked. I've been hijacked by my issues. I've been hijacked by my past challenges. I've been hijacked by my egoic mind. Can we just be quiet for a minute, 10 minutes, an hour? Can we just not talk about this right now? Can I just have my space? And if he wants to go out and hang with his boys, see, when we have an argument, you always want to go hang out with your boys. Why don't you want to? No. Sometimes he needs to have that. And then sometimes people do that to avoid. But you get, it's all about your intention, really. Both of you. What is the intention of the relationship? Because relationship is a spiritual practice. You know, and it's not always easy. I love what Don Wolf said on the show, on the Open Relationship show. It's like going, you know, for men to be vulnerable, it's going down the path of the mystery path. And it's a mystery for everybody. I mean, there's some sisters, they're just so hard. Okay, personal judgment. Click, click, let me move out away from that. No, but it's true. There's some sisters who don't know how to be fluid, how to be feminine. They've been hard because they've been hurt. And they don't spend time doing their healing, they end up being hard. But when you spend time healing your past, you can be flexible and you can be in harmony rather than be hard. I think one of God's greatest inventions is the female. Woo! God was having a good day when God created females. God said, oh, you know, let's take the Adam and Eve story. God said, oh, yeah, you know, I can do whatever I want. You know, look at this man. Just look at masterpiece. God said, well, watch this. And God said, damn, this is good. Yeah, that's right. and even yet, this is such a great masterpiece that I'm going to invest my best in you that you can create life too. Now, creating a man is awesome, but this next masterpiece is going to give birth to life. God is like, God pop in her collars, say, ah, look at me, that's right. Really messed your mind now. So I think, you know, being true to yourself, you having the space to express your frustration would be helpful when you and your boyfriend are having your drama, your issues going on. But being able to hold each other's, and that doesn't mean physically. Sometimes it means physically, but being able to hold the space, even in a breakdown, and not to take it personal. Because when there's a communication breakdown, when people are angry and people are mad, really, it's not about you. It's their stuff. All right.
Ooh.
There you have it.
Excellent. So we have a third question. You already answered part of it. How did you define authenticity? And you shared Deborah Johnson, Reverend Deborah Johnson from The Sacred Yes. But the next part of this question from Jamie asked you personally, life today, can you tell us about a time when you weren't in touch with the truth of who you are and what you did to find your place? Jamie.
How long do we have? Okay, we'll do that on another
show. Not long,
we'll do
buddy.
He said, no, don't even try, huh? Thank you. Well, I shared
but
one
I will remind
about...
you because it's a powerful show. I mean, it's a powerful question.
Yes. You know, I shared my experience yesterday. I was having a conversation, and the person wanted to hear what I had to say, but for whatever reason, because of my own fears, I said what I needed to say, but I took it, well, I said it, but I took it in a different direction, so it's not so, in my mind, not so strong. And I caught it kind of after I said what I said. But this morning, there's something about when you wake up in the morning, your life just flashes in your face. It's like, a review. Yeah, pay attention. Pay attention. When you wake up, something you said, did will come up for you. Her answer will come up. It's a beautiful thing. And I realized, yes, I kind of augment that statement because I didn't want it to sting. I mean, how arrogant. But it is what it is, you know? And who knows? That's for me, you know, if I trust the moment, if I trust what happened, maybe really that's what they wanted to hear. Now, let's really go deep. Yeah, we don't have time to go deep. Because sometimes we judge ourselves for things we did or didn't do, but sometimes maybe that was really that's what they wanted to hear. Now, can I forgive myself for saying I wasn't being authentic? There's so many examples. There's so many. Let's see. I can, you know, I'm not going to try and pull for anything because then that becomes work, and I ain't trying to work. But that works very well. And maybe the example came up for me this morning so I can share this story today. But sometimes we beat ourselves up. Oh, my God, I wish I was authentic. I know. I beamed to myself. I was playing small. But sometimes maybe that was what was called for. Energetically, there was some kind of agreement. Now, can I forgive myself? Yes. I forgive myself. It's an opportunity to let me know that sometimes I don't always say everything that I'm hearing. And then sometimes maybe what I said is what's needed, and I don't always know. And Mercury is retrograding, so it gives me an opportunity to look at how I am communicating. And I shared, you know, authenticity. But authenticity for me really simplest is to be true to yourself. And sometimes it's hard to figure out what that looks like. Maybe you said yes to something, and in the middle of doing it, you might want to say, you know what? I changed my mind. Authenticity, as I read in the book, is where your spirituality integrates with your humanity. So when you said something to some, you said yes to an agreement, and while you're in the midst of the agreement, something else comes up. Rather than say to yourself, see, that's what you get from not telling you the truth. That's what you just, okay, I understand. I really caught an awareness that I should have said no in the first place, or I didn't check in, or, you know, I was trying to please them. I was trying to be seen as a good friend. Oh, I was trying to whatever. I was trying too hard. I was overcompensating. Oh, I get it. Okay, I got a little bit more work to do. I'm going to forgive myself. My best example of someone who is authentic. I have quite a few, but there's something about this person I'm going to tell you. You've heard it before. Well, maybe not you. What's your name, Nancy? I don't know. There's no name here. I don't know. Whatever your name is, you know, you emailed the question. It's Oprah. I mean, because sometimes Oprah would say something, I'm like, really? Oprah would be sounding, she's surprised about God being everywhere or something. I remember something about, she questioned, she asked people on Super Soul Sunday. She was surprised. I'm like, what? But that's her reality. We all know what it is. Look at the things that cause you grief. You know you want to be more. You know you want to fly. You know there's something in you. You don't know how. But you just want to express. Find the perfect community to support you. And when you start living your truth, and that's your spiritual truth integrated with your personal truth, you will find your freedom. And the great thing about doing what I do, because I get to do this work, teach, share, coach, or listen to other guests, when I'm not being authentic, when I'm not in alignment with the truth, when I'm more moving in the direction of fear, something I said, something I heard comes back to me and catches my attention. It's like, oh, oops, got it. So that's it. Celeste, that's it. That's all the questions, right? It's time to release
that's
the show.
That's right.
Okay.
That is right. Wonderful work. And, you know, please, please don't forget to let them know that they can party with you on Saturday night, get a different face of Life Coach today on the Sounds of Soul with the Day. You guys have got to check this out on 12radio.com. He's bringing Quiet Storm with the spiritual spin. It's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it is. It is. I listen to myself. I'm like, boy, something wrong with you. No, something wrong with you. Yeah, it's a fun show. This is where we all let it hang out. And
he get naked, y'all.
That's every Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, on 12radio.com. So be there this Saturday. They had there was a technical difficulty this past Saturday, so the show didn't air. Yeah, so join me and then join us in the chat room, and it's fun. I'm laughing at myself, but anyway. So tomorrow we have Ambassador Safira for the Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join her, Ambassador. The Play Experience with Ambassador, 7 p.m. Eastern. Saturday we have Celeste, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Wait,
Friday.
What you have on Saturday? Saturday is you.
No, I'm coming back to that. First of all, I want to give what's happening in Life Conversations Radio. I know it sounds confusing, but
I
want to do
Life Saturday Conversations. You have Celeste. Go ahead. Time is
all right, then.
Yeah,
oh, my bad. Oh, yeah. I'm multitasking. Let me have this one. Okay. Well, okay. So let's start again. Thursday,
okay.
We have Ambassador Farah for the Play Experience, 7 p.m. Eastern. On Sunday, we have Celeste, 8 p.m. Eastern. On Friday, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show syndicated on Within Radio. You can go to inspirebroadcasting.com for that. And then on Saturday, 12 Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern, The Sounds of Soul with Ade Anifowishi. It doesn't sound right to say The Sounds of Soul with Life Coach Ade. It just sounds kind of like, huh, what? But anyway, I just show up. Celeste, thank you very much for all you
thank
do.
Thank you,
I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, right. Bye, family. Right. Take care of yourself. I'm out of here.
Thank you, Yvette, for all you do. I see
mm-hmm.
you. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be true to yourself. Be loved. Be loved. And let somebody love you back. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Let it go. Let go of all the mess so you can catch the message. And then you can be the messenger of truth. I feel like I'm missing you guys. I feel like we've had a weekend retreat and everybody's going back to their home. Yeah, I got issues. I need a therapist. I'm having a separation anxiety, but I'm going to let it go. Cynthia James, let it go. CynthiaJames.net is our website. Come and talk to me on Facebook. Or the like pages, Life Conversations Radio or Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. I'm having a separation anxiety. I don't know what to do. I just gotta let it go. God is real? Really? Okay, I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.